Did Baba also ask for a song with a precious lute at my hand? Did he ask for that?
No. But the... I don't remember. You asked Mani about that. Because all music and all that, that is their department. The relics and all this, well, they are the custodians of all that. And we are the custodians of nothing. It is good in a way. No responsibilities, no attachments, you see. Katie, Karen was asking about the blue bus, so I said, ask Katie about the blue bus, that tour to Quetta, your father's place. Were you there in the blue bus?
Yes, I heard that. What to be told about the blue bus?
No, but how did you feel that journey? Was it a comfortable journey for you?
Journey, I mean, as it is, the blue bus journey was not comfortable at all. Ever, because we were always more in the bus than we could hold, and Baba kept on pushing more and more till the sides could burst, I think. But the trip to Quetta, it was a very mountainous terrain, and we had to go through very rough roads which were rarely used, I think, except by the British army people. When they used to take their convoys and all that. It was a dangerous path because there were bandits, brigands, and the British would not allow us, even Baba's bus, to go without a convoy. So we were given some escorts and convoys, but you know, Baba was always in a hurry. So we left the convoy far behind and we were just going on our own. And mind you, we were all, except for Erich, who was driving. Erich, you were driving them, weren't you? Yes. Erich was driving, and I think Kaka was beside him. And we were...
Not Kaka.
I see. And Lisbeth was driving Baba's small car?
Yeah.
We were a bus full of all women, which was really very dangerous to travel in those parts of the country. And we passed through, going towards, that was the time when we passed the Indus on that pontoon bridge. So we had a lot of rough going. Do you want me to go in detail for all that?
What was it like being on the bus when it was going across that pontoon?
That was when I think everybody really thought of Baba and sang his aarti as never sung before. Because it was a very broad river, the river Indus, and it was pouring. And the river was in full spate. We could see it. It was like an ocean. It was so turbulent. And we looked out from the windows, you know. Gosh, we have to... And Baba said, nobody must get down. And he told Erich that I'm proceeding and the bus must follow me. So there was a watchman there who was keeping watch over that pontoon bridge. Only certain amount of load was allowed to be passed over that. When he saw that huge bus with all the load on it, he said, I refuse, you cannot pass. So he said, you will all go in, you will all sink, and I am not responsible. So Baba said, we are going on it. So nobody paid heed to the poor watchman. Started pouring rain. So Baba told Erich, I am going ahead, and after I reach there and I signal to you, you bring the bus over. So we saw Baba's car going, Elizabeth driving. It went on the pontoon bridge. And we could see that little car going up and like this, you know, on the bridge. It
up
was
and down,
up and down. Up and down, up and down. It was a light car, I mean, it's all right, four or five people in it. And I thought, goodness, this bus, bus is going on that now. I think the first plunge and we all go in. I said, Oh Baba, what's going to happen? And then Baba got down the other end and I think he signaled to Eraj. So Eraj started the bus and we all let out. Such a prayer, I tell you. We sang the aarti as we never sang in our lives. We really all sang out to Baba. And I remember that bus first going in straight on that pontoon bridge. And it, you know, just as if it was going in, and it came up. And then the other bridge. But as slowly, when we crossed, the planks, I saw the planks. They were long boats, you know, with big wooden planks on it. Every boat we passed, we blew off the planks, you know. They were all just shattered. We just broke the bridge completely, but somehow, with Baba's, because Baba was standing there, keeping an eye on us, and he brought the bus across. And when we came up, Baba, we all thought Baba would let us get down, we'd walk over it, Baba, everybody must sit down in it. So, I mean, it's only he only could do it. No other, nobody could have ever crossed that bridge. I mean, like that in our daily lives, we could see many miracles when Baba said, when others used to ask, what miracles Baba performed. But in our daily lives, there's little things like this, they were actually like miracles for us. You know? So many a times, Baba would serve food, you know, and there would be so many people. And the vessel would be only so small. And I think to myself, how is it going to be enough for all? How will that suffice? And Baba, you know, when he serves, he doesn't believe in giving small quantities. Baba has to dish out large quantities like this. So he'd fill up everybody's plates. I'd say, gosh, how everybody's going to have it? It would be more than enough. Baba would give everybody and still there would be left in that vessel. So such things we ourselves could see in our lives. Then when we went to Montgomery, was it Montgomery, Eraj? Fort Monroe? Both, they were all...
Fort Monroe.
Yes, yes. No, there was another one. Montgomery? No, there was a... Nice name for it, I forget. Right on the hill, there was that dark bungalow.
That is Fort Monroe.
Fort Monroe?
Yeah.
Achha. And, yes, we had to spend the night there. But every time we started on the blue bus trip, wherever we went, as soon as our beddings were up, there used to be a big shower. So everything got drenched. Everything. As soon as we reached our destination, if it was a long destination. Otherwise, we just kept on traveling, you know. If you stayed for 3-4 days somewhere, the beddings would be all out and we had to air everything because they'd be all soaked. So, all our blankets, sheets and everything. So, that was that one thing which I noticed, that whenever we started on our journey, we always had a big downpour. And the places we landed in never had enough water. So, water was always rationed to us. All our lives we've always had rationed water. So much water, baths only so and so time, so many times. Very careful with water because water had to be brought from far away wells. And we had to always, you know, scrimp with all this, not have enough for baths even. So, and now too we are always without water. Mehrabad also, on our stay in our Mehrabad too, on the hill, there was always shortage of water. So water was rationed there also.